Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, Lorraine Keane is with us. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Trina.
Are you keeping well?
Keeping very well. Yeah. Hoping for a bit of sunshine.
Although I was seeing all your Instagrams of, isn't your daughter abroad at the moment? And
yeah.
I feel a bit of sadness in you, but I also feel like you're delighted for her.
Listen, it's an amazing opportunity for her. Yeah, 5 months in Chicago. She's in Columbia College doing an Erasmus, living her best life at 20 years of age. I know. Yeah. It's incredible. She's actually doing drama and theatre. Performance.
Now, where did she get that from?
And you know what, Trina? She's the most undramatic person in the family.
Is she?
You think it may be of me and Romy, yeah. We're the divas, but herself and Peter are so chill and laid back, but she absolutely loves it.
Yeah, the performance side is in the blood anyway, in some shape or form.
No getting away from it. Yeah. Her dad's a musician as well, let's not forget.
Yeah, of course. And did you get over to see her or anything?
We did. We got over for a week. I had a few days there on my own, and then Peter and Romy joined. And it was my first time in Chicago. Have you ever been?
Never. No, the Windy City, isn't it?
It is, but it's the most beautiful city. Mm. It's just been voted the best big city in the USA. I see that on a lot of billboards around Ireland at the moment. And I can see why. It's like, for me, it was like a smaller, safer, smaller, friendlier New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have that on the list now. One of the places I need to get to. But we're talking today, Lorraine, because tell me about the DEXA scan you had done.
Yes, it's something that happened to me last year. I was walking the dogs, Trina, in my runners, and on a bit of dodgy path went over on my ankle. And what happened then was I fractured my ankle. I was in a boot for weeks. And it was a real worry for me because of the age that I am, because I know from doing all the talks around the country with Dr. Mary Ryan and various other fabulous experts in the area of hormone health and perimenopause and menopause, that our muscle mass and our bone density decreases considerably after 40. So there is a very strong risk of osteoporosis if you don't have the right, you know, ingredients in your diet, mm-hmm. so the right nutrients and vitamins and whatever. So when I fractured it so easily, I was referred to the BlackRock DEXA and they did a DEXA scan. Now, I was worried sick because you hear about scans, especially as a woman, and you think, oh God, what are they going to do to me next? Do you know what I mean? Mm. So what I asked was, could I bring my phone in with me and film it just so that other people could see that it's nothing to be feared, that it's really quick, it's really easy. It's not like any other scan I've ever had. It's not like an MRI. So I put it up on my Instagram, and also just to make women aware that after 40, and men, that our bone density deteriorates. And if we find out now, we can do something about it. Mm. Whereas if we leave it too late, it's just too late.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I would have thought for me that I would have a very, you know, healthy diet, certainly Monday to Thursday. All bets are off at the weekend usually. But I would have thought that, you know, because I would have a lot of calcium-rich food and vitamin D, then obviously in my Menamin that I take every morning, my little two capsules for perimenopause and menopause. But I didn't realise that you need, you know, all sorts of other vitamins. So anyway, thankfully got a good result. And now I have what they call a baseline. And it means that I know where my bone density is at this stage of my life, and it's pretty normal, which is great. But it means that when I go back every few years for a checkup, for another DEXA scan, I have something to refer back to. So since then, I've been taking my bone factors, which is another fabulous supplement because it has the vitamin D, the calcium, the magnesium, vitamin K, and various other nutrients. So it just means that I'm looking after not only my current bone health, but my future bone health.
The last thing we want is Lorraine Keane with a broken hip.
God, seriously.
But it's something you hear all the time, don't you? Like, when, not obviously your age, but you know, a good few years after that, when someone has a fall and they just break the hip so easily.
Yeah, well, I actually have three friends, would you believe, of my age in their 50s that have had hip replacements. Now, I know that's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can never be too safe. And I think it's all about, knowledge is key. We've spoken about hormone health, my goodness, Trina, so many times. Mm. And thank you for always giving me the time to share my story and to share the bits of information that I've learned over the last 10 years. And we've come such a long way in 10 years. I mean, when I came out to speak about my perimenopause, nobody was talking about it. And, you know, at that stage,
as we say, Lorraine, we always say Davina McCall copied you.
I know, we were first, Trina, we were first. And that's the thing, you know, and there's been amazing documentaries made here and in the UK about it. But the bit that kind of I feel there's a bit of a fear factor there in a lot of those documentaries, and I don't want women to be afraid of this, which is essentially another natural life stage. Mm-hmm, you know, we go through five of them as women, from puberty to postmenopause. So it's not to be feared. It's, you know, more to educate yourself, to share, to talk, support and empower each other by doing that. And we have been doing that. But knowledge is key, you know, and there's so much information up there now. I've got my podcast as well, Let's Talk Hormone Health. They're on cleanmarine.ie, but they're also anywhere, wherever you get your podcast. Yeah, I just speak to all different experts in all different areas, everything from you know, nutrition to bone health to exercise to all sorts of symptoms, fertility, everything, because our hormones affect all parts of our body, physically, mentally and emotionally. And, you know, my message has always been to women to do the lifestyle changes. They're free, you know, just know that you're eating the right foods, that you're taking the right supplements. Make sure you go for a supplement that's clinically proven, you know, scientifically formulated. And that's why I shout from the rooftops about my Menamin, because it's been working for me for so long. Yeah. I've yet to have a hot flush, touch wood. I'm touching the table here beside me.
She's so, standing in the fridge.
I'm so lucky that, you know, that I can manage them, and they are manageable, but just know the steps to take. Don't exercise too much. Don't, you know, be pounding the pavements. Aerobic exercise after 40 can actually be very harmful, because it can overstress your already tired pituitary gland, and then it distributes our hormones all over our body. But if it's overstressed, they will be sent around the body in an imbalanced way. So that's what then gives you the symptoms and also makes your symptoms worse. So we should be exercising less, you know, doing weights, small weights. Don't, you know, don't, people kind of go, oh God, I don't want to be a bodybuilder. but like small weights, 20 minutes a day, Pilates, reformer Pilates, and switch off. Look after yourself. If your body is saying, I am wrecked after that day, don't do any exercise. Because if you do, you're causing stress in the pituitary gland again, and those hormones are going to be all over the place.
Yeah, you need to listen to your body when you feel really tired. And I know sometimes people say, get your exercise, it will give you energy. But there are some times when you're just so exhausted, you need to rest.
No, and especially for women after 40, because our hormones, as I say, run our entire bodies.
Lorraine, do you find now you can't go to the supermarket without women stopping you to talk about their hormones and menopause?
You're so funny. How did you know? I love it. Everywhere I go, if I'm walking the dogs, if I'm in the supermarket, if I'm up at the school. Yeah, and I love it. I'm, you know, and when I'm in company, I hear people talking about menopause, you know, even at other tables, at restaurants and things like that. And they talk about it as they should. Like it's just another thing that we go through as women, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the next thing, I have my daughters now. Periods is the other thing. It's like young women shouldn't feel embarrassed or ashamed about, you know, periods either. And I think the younger generation are a lot better at speaking about these things. And I think it's because of our generation, because we've done it. Yeah, it's learned behaviour. We're good role models, I hope. And I think that's our thing.
I think also Lorraine Keane is a witch, because I was standing in a shopping centre a few months ago, and there was one of these ads was in, you know, these digital displays in the shopping centres, and it was Lorraine Keane. And I'm looking at that, and next thing a text came through my phone from Lorraine Keane. I was like, ah, stop it now.
Stop, Trina.
It was just
so
freaky.
Weird.
It was so freaky.
Oh, my mom said she was in one of the health stores recently, and there was a cardboard cutout of me. When she turned around, she nearly bumped into me. She got the fight of her life. So I'm not sure which is worse. There's no getting away from me.
I bet you now she'd be looking for that cardboard cutout, though, to have in her living room as well, if she's like any other Irish mammy.
I know. My mom would have seven in her living room then.
Gosh, you've got 100 siblings in your house. Yeah,
I know. I've got five sisters and a brother, and there are 20 grandchildren on my side. Isn't that amazing?
Mother of God, how does she remember all the birthdays and all the? You couldn't.
She just does. She does. She's amazing. She even sends me texts. I shouldn't be saying this on the radio, because maybe she does it for my other siblings too. None of us have ever shared this, but she sends me texts and she goes, Laurie, it's Bobby's birthday today, or Laurie, it's Oscar's birthday today. Or
reminds you of the other ones as well. Great.
Yes,
to have around.
She reminds me.
Yeah,
I know.
Is
she's
she
brilliant.
Available
she
for any
so
PA
much.
Work?
Oh,
I need someone to help me.
She's got her hands full, I tell you. She's amazing. She helps all of us.
Well, Lorraine, lovely to catch up. We will talk
Thank
soon.
You,
Hopefully
Trina.
You might get a little holiday soon.
Yes, well, actually, I was away on a little hen last week for a few days.
So you're wrecked, in other words.
I shouldn't. Yeah. I'm trying to get over that now. We had an absolute ball, but it'll be a quiet week, Trina. Quiet weekend, a quiet week.
We'll talk very gently, Lorraine. We'll talk nice and low. All right. We get it.
Thanks,
thanks so much. It's Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.